My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the Monumental Sports Network studios in downtown D.C., they're less than a year old. They're space age. They're amazing. Basically, behind us is another studio. Like if there is a Wizards game and a Caps game going on at the same time, they drop the soundproof wall. They've got a show going on here where we are and another show going on there as well.
I feel like one of us should dabble with the touchscreen at some point.
We could probably
do a touchscreen breakdown.
Yeah, I think I've done that before. I wasn't very comfortable. I don't feel like I was Peyton Manning doing it last night.
You're now remembering doing shows.
Yeah, it's kind of slowly coming back to me.
We did have to wake up extra early today to get here.
That is true. Don't forget, Zach Leontz is president of Media and New Enterprises for Monumental Sports and Entertainment. Will join us in just about 40 minutes. That's coming up at 7 a.m. right now. We'll get into the Jug Sports page presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Week two is in the books, man.
Stunned.
Can you believe that? We're already 2 weeks into the NFL season.
Love it. Awesome.
We're approaching week four of the college season.
Yes, correct.
Going, beep, 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 mm-hmm. beep. All right, so last night the Falcons come back and beat the Eagles in Philly, their home opener. Of course, their opener was down in Brazil against the Packers, but this is their home opener, and you know, they take a 21-15 lead. We talked about the drop from Saquon on a 3rd-and-2 that would have iced the game. They end up kicking a field goal there to go up 6.
They just didn't play good offense, though, throughout.
Yeah, I mean, it was 7-6
at half. Remember, Brazil, Saquon Barkley was in the end zone three times. Well, super high-scoring game, despite the fact that Jalen Hurts had a couple of turnovers.
Well, A.J. was out, too.
Right, so you had no A.J. Brown. Jahan Dotson. He's on the team. I didn't see him on the field.
Wow.
I didn't see him do anything.
Yeah, you know, he should.
I didn't check the official box score.
He had one grab for 6 yards.
I watched the game. He was basically non-existent.
Yeah.
It was a different game experience for me last night because my son is going to be calling the Quince Orchard Stonebridge High School game on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Friday Night Lights out in Ashburn, where Jason lives. And he wanted to prep for it, and he asked me to help him prep. And then we did play-by-play, and I was his color commentator for a while.
I wish I had that on. Did you guys record it? Please tell me you recorded it. I'd love to hear and see that.
He would tell me, he's like, can you turn off the volume, Dad?
No.
And then he would do it. I mean,
you guys were doing your own alt-cast.
Yes, it was an alt-cast.
I love that. I love the hustle.
And my part, off-cast.
Yeah, fantastic.
But, yeah, I didn't see Jahan Dotson do much. The offense wasn't in rhythm. But you could see kind of the momentum changing in the game. Like, it took a while, but it looked like Atlanta late in the first half, and then in the second half, they looked like the better team.
Well, they were. They won the game. I mean, and to come back the way they did and win that game on the final drive, defensively, I mean, that's such a huge breakdown when you have a 6-point lead. I don't know how many timeouts the Falcons had. I'm guessing not many.
They didn't really use timeouts. I mean, they had a couple. Look, if I recall, the first play, Kirk throws them up the middle for
11
10, 11 yards.
Yep.
Now you're already at the 41 because you're starting at the 30 now after these kickoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So, boom, you're at the 41. Then they have one large chunk pass for about 25, 30 yards where you can see the Eagles just wanted to keep everything in front of them and in bounds. But now all of a sudden you're knocking on the door, made a couple more plays. I actually thought they could have run the ball. They had that much time left.
But Cousins hits Mooney twice on back-to-back plays for over 20 yards.
He's kind of an under.
I mean, what are they doing?
He's kind of an undersold guy that signed with the Falcons during the offseason. We remember him with the Bears, and he was a deep threat, but he was getting the ball thrown to him by inconsistent quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins is good at throwing the deep ball. He's on target with the deep ball. So that's a good weapon behind Drake London for them to add to
first
that offense.
First and 10 at Atlanta's 41. Mm-hmm. He hits Mooney for 21.
Yeah.
First and 10 now at Philly's 38. He hits him for 26.
That's what he is. He's a chunk yardage guy.
Yeah, now all of a sudden they're at the 12 with 50 seconds left. Mm-hmm.
What they're talking about in Philly, I'm sure on sports radio in Philly, is why not send more guys?
Right.
They just had the front four going at him. Kirk looked comfortable. I believe he was only sacked once in the game.
Yeah.
And the big difference, EB mentioned this in the first segment, a lot was made of their plan against the Steelers, where he was in shotgun and the pistol formation the entire game. They're like, well, Kirk Cousins is best as a play-action passer under center.
Mm-hmm.
And last night they kind of returned to what works for Kirk Cousins.
And Jason touched on the A.J. Brown injury. That looks like it's going to be a multi-week injury because he gave an interview before the game. Maybe it was Lisa Salters.
The hamstrings.
And he said, I might be out for a few weeks. And
hamstrings don't just come right back.
Especially for wideouts like him that are explosive. And I believe the Eagles' next game is on the road in New Orleans. And we've seen what New Orleans is doing in the first couple weeks. They're putting up 40-plus on people. So
This is turning out to be a very interesting start to the NFL season with all the good teams that we expected to be, you know, maybe at worst 1-1 now, if not 2-0. Now they're 0-2. You know, teams like the Rams, like the Ravens,
the Bengals,
the Eagles with that bad loss. Now they got with an injury to AJ. I mean, it's starting to turn out to be kind of a quirky season.
Now,
you're gonna see some teams in the playoffs that you didn't expect.
Is Bryce Young the first quarterback to be benched?
He is
right.
Yes,
2 weeks in. And do you get the sense that it came from the owner because the coach wouldn't comment when asked what kind of input the owner had?
I'm sure that the owner had some input as to what happened there.
Yeah.
Now, should he when it comes
because
to
remember,
football
last week,
ops? No. But
last week he said that Canales, the coach, said, Bryce Young's my guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, now a week later, maybe didn't expect him to play that poorly.
Right.
Yeah, but still.
Later. He's not his guy. Yeah. He's a new coach. He inherited Bryce Young.
Right.
You know that he wants a reboot probably with a quarterback who's capable, who's bigger. I mean, look, it's early, but Bryce Young's QBR is below 10.
It's awful.
You're looking at his numbers there. His completion percentage, 55%. He has no passing touchdowns with 3 interceptions. He's been terrible, and that's what happened last year. So,
look, Andy Dalton is not great, but he's capable. He can run an NFL offense.
He can run an offense.
Well, that'll
Bryce Young
test.
At this point cannot.
If Andy goes out there and he plays similarly, then, you know, you can maybe blame the personnel of people around him.
Right. Can we go back to the Eagles broadcast for a second?
Okay.
Because I want to get Drab in the loop. Drab, if you're listening, he apparently was really upset at Jason Kelce dancing around. I saw a tweet of his. Kelce had a velour sweatsuit.
I saw
him dancing. I guess it was an Italian. He had Italia on.
Why
there.
Did it anger Drab so much?
Jason Kelce's doing the RG3 bits. You remember when RG3 was doing all the bits.
Sure.
He ran against the Hawk. Now they've got Jason Kelce who basically replaced RG3, and I think he's the wacky bits.
He's like the class clown guy.
I'm over the Kelce's.
It's both of them. It's all about Jason Kelce on the Monday Night Countdown set. Is that what it is?
The Kelce's are everywhere. I literally think every third commercial you see has a Kelce in it.
Yes.
Like
it's either Kelce or Mahomes.
There was a Cheerios commercial, and both Kelces are in it last night. I was like, these guys are cashing in.
Well, they signed that, $100 million deal?
Yeah, another podcast deal to make me blow my brain out.
Other guys are just making millions in podcasts. These guys are not. It's a problem.
It's a real problem.
Travis Kelce needs to cash in on that because his career is probably going to last maybe two seasons. He had one catch for 5 yards this week.
This is insensitive to say, But the best thing that happened to him was Isaiah Pacheco's leg snapping like a twig. So now he's going to get activated more in the offense. It's
remember,
a terrible
week
injury
one, they were
for
throwing
him
to the other tight end more.
I know.
It's like he's almost a decoy now.
Yeah. It hasn't been a very good start.
We kind of thought his numbers were dip.
Yeah.
Can we get Drab over here? I want to get Drab's take on this. He tweeted about it. Kelsey, I actually thought he was a pretty good dancer for a big dude.
Yeah, but he gets on my nerves.
They all get on my
nerves. Dancing's overrated.
I did notice, how many times did they do the push? Because I did notice it worked when I watched. So maybe he wasn't so integral to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, part of it is hurts in the fact that he can, you know, squat a billion pounds.
Yeah.
What a load that guy is.
What a terrible loss by the Eagles. I mean, all those Eagles fans, you get on my nerves, Eagles fans. They're out there screaming, Barkley, you suck.
What were Barkley's numbers?
He ran for 95.
So he had a day.
He only caught four passes for 21.
Four for 21, yeah.
But again, he kind of had like that Malik Nabers type of game where you have a good game, but you're going to be remembered for one thing, which is the drop, which would have iced the game if he catches it.
Okay, because I was trailing in one of my fantasy leagues by about 45 points.
That's a lot.
All right? He had nobody. I had Hurts, and I had Devontae.
Okay. That's a good 1-2 punch.
They got me 46 points.
Very good.
I won by 1.4 points.
Well done, sir.
And that guy is probably so pissed.
Very good. Good for you.
So some of the numbers last night, Jalen Hurts was 23 of 30 for a buck 83. Did throw a touchdown. Threw a pick late, but that was the last possession when they only had 10 seconds left. Like I said, Saquon rushed for 95. Devontae had 7 catches for 76 and a score. On the flip side, Kirk Cousins 20 for 29 for 241 and 2 touchdowns. So he was much better than he was last week.
Pretty good for still being like under 100%.
Yeah. Bijan 14 carries for almost 100 yards, didn't score. He also had 4 catches for 25. Darnell Mooney had a touchdown and had 2 huge catches on that final drive. And Drake London had the game winner. Finished with 6 catches for 54 and a touchdown. So
I'm not,
Falcons 101, Eagles 101.
I'm not as heavily into Kirk Cousins' cakes.
Oh,
cakes,
he's my guy.
Huge.
Did you mention his 117.2 rating yet, Jason?
He didn't.
I
felt good for him because
it's pretty good.
Of course, on Monday Night Football, they have to flash all the Kirk Cousins primetime game numbers.
All
of
his
Monday
follies
games
and his failures.
I don't have the exact number in front of me. It was something like 3-10 on Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good that he pulled out a primetime victory there.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's my guy.
And it's critical for them because some people think the Falcons can compete for the NFC South. I can't remember if anybody picked the Falcons to win the South, but
we did.
With Tampa playing like they have at 2-0 and New Orleans playing like they have at 2-0, it's a long season, but you don't want to drop to 0-2 in that division because Tampa and New Orleans look legit.
Well, how about this? Falcons really needed that because their next 3 games, now they're all at home in the Dome.
Mm-hmm.
KC, New Orleans, Tampa.
Mm. Rough. By the way, that's the division that the Commanders are playing. They're playing the NFC South. So they drew, it on a bad year.
Although you do get Carolina.
You do get Carolina. That is
true. But we're going to be dogs most weeks.
That's not against Carolina.
Not against Carolina.
That's an impossibility.
Most weeks we'll be dogs.
But that was Carolina with Bryce Young at the helm.
Yeah.
With Andy Dalton. Maybe a little bit better.
Might be more palatable.
I still think Vegas is a good survivor pick this week, even though Dalton's taken over.
I mean, the Circa Survivor must just have been just crushed over the weekend with the Ravens losing, the Eagles losing last night. There's probably half the field is gone or more.
This is why I can't stand NFL Survivor. In our Circa, we're out after week one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. And I was in another one. That was only $25 buy-in, but I lasted 2 weeks because I had the Eagles last night.
See?
I mean, NFL Survivor is impossible.
Yeah.
I learned that a long time ago.
Yeah, you're smart. Stay out.
And in fantasy football, every player of note is basically injured.
All right, so now we got Debo.
Every single one of them.
We got Debo hurt. He was hurt last year, too. That's why Ayuk was getting all kinds of... Now you got McCaffrey out, and you got Debo out.
Cooper.
But getting back to the Niners, look, Jordan Mason's a really good plan B, but he ain't McCaffrey.
Right.
So now you got McCaffrey out for 3 more games, and Debo's probably going to be out, let's call it 2 or 3 games.
They said several weeks, which doesn't sound great.
It's not good. So it could be a really bad year for them. And then Cooper Kupp is out multiple weeks, hurt his ankle. Thanks, Cakes, for jinxing it.
How did I do that?
You
did
said he was going to catch 200 balls.
Did I have the caveat, if he stays healthy?
Well, that's the point. You said if he stays healthy,
I probably put that out in the universe.
So he's out for a while, and they've got Nacua out, so they're out the top two receivers. They're in trouble.
Fade the Rams.
Juwan Bentley, stud linebacker for the Patriots, tore his Achilles.
The Matha guy.
Yep, Juwan Bentley's the Matha guy, out. Tyler Huntley signed off of the Ravens practice squad to go to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Was hoping that Trace would get a call. He didn't. So Tyler Huntley goes to Miami because obviously two.
Well, maybe the Ravens will call him now.
Yeah, well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, that's true.
So you got a lot of guys banged up, big name guys, in just the second week of the season.
Trying to think who I heard that was speculated. I mean, it was just a speculative trade. Oh, it was Russell Wilson. Since Justin Fields is starting there. Mm-hmm. Now, he hasn't set the world on fire if you look at the numbers. Right. I don't even think he's thrown for 300 yards total in two games. Just has one touchdown pass. But if you're the Miami Dolphins, a team that was supposed to contend for the division, playoff team, you've got great weapons in Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, really good running backs. Maybe you call Pittsburgh and say, what's it take to get Russell Wilson? Better than Tyler Huntley, although Tyler Huntley is a Pro Bowler.
It certainly doesn't seem like Tomlin's super enamored with him.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I think you could get him. You could probably get him.
Another guy hurt, Isaiah Pacheco.
Yep.
He's going to be out probably 2 months. He fractured his leg. So now the Chiefs, they called Kareem Hunt. And they said, hey, Kareem, come in for a workout today. So he's going to come in for a workout today for the Chiefs. So right now they got P. Ryan, and I don't know who
else. P. Ryan and Carson Steele, the fullback.
Carson Steele, the fullback, right.
Is a guy who would get elevated.
I mean, there's just some big-time injuries.
And it's only
early.
2 weeks in.
2 weeks. Wait till week eight.
I know. It's
week
terrifying.
Nine.
Hey, E.B., Commanders in first place.
First place. Time to celebrate.
Dang.
2 weeks in.
I'll take it.
Week two.
Hey, I'll take it, buddy.
Real quick, in baseball last night, the Nats lose to the Mets 2-1 in 10. Jake Irvin pitched really well for the Nats, but they lose in 10. So the Mets still chasing, the Braves still chasing the Mets for that final wild card, and the Braves lost to the Dodgers. Shohei had two more RBIs. He's got 107 as a leadoff guy.
Hmm. How close is he to the 50-50? I mean, it used to be absurd when
Jose
Canseco would be a 30-30 guy who would praise him.
Yeah.
I think he's knocking on the door of 50-50.
No, Canseco was 40-40.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah.
He's definitely,
I think he's at 48, 47, maybe.
Right. Nah, it's just insanity. And there are no performance-enhancing sort of rumors with Shohei.
Not that we know of.
It looks like the real deal.
Yeah.
May have a gambling issue, but he probably didn't have a performance
issue.
I mean, we don't know, Cakes.
Yeah, he's at 47 dingers, 48 SBs, so... He's definitely going to get SBs. We'll see. That's they've played 147 games, so he needs 3 in 15 games.
And there are whispers that in the playoffs he might pitch.
Oh my God!
They say it's a long shot.
The guy's unbelievable.
But
I'm going to say
how amazing would that be?
Well, he's the greatest ever.
Yep,
he's the greatest.
I'm going to say that's impossible.
All right, don't forget coming up in just about 20 minutes at 7 a.m. Zach Leonsis, president of Media and New Enterprises for Monumental Sports and Entertainment, will join us here on the set. We are live in D.C. at the Monumental Sports Network Studios. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.